Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. We have our next guest here. Hello.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for inviting us.
Absolutely. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Jacobo Margules, CMO at Margules Group, and I'm part of the company trying to explain what we do here.
Okay. And what is it you do?
Well, we actually design, develop, and manufacture high-end audio amplifiers and equipment. So we have the whole process, and without the most important part, it's our own technological proposal.
Okay.
So our differentiator from the other companies is that we've built develop an actual technology on the analog side. So everything we build and design for analog stuff, it has our own mark.
So when I was going through the Collision, the Collision app, trying to decide who to invite, I stumbled across yours, and I was very surprised. It's not the kind of thing we usually see at Collision. And I was so excited to have an audio company at Collision, because obviously it's a big part of what we do.
Yeah.
And I thought I got a pretty good feel off the website. You've got a good website with information
Thank
on
you.
It, so that's good. That was not the case with everybody. You get through the whole thing, you're like, well, I'm no closer to understanding what your company does. But that was not the case with yours. I really liked, like, the product. I liked everything I saw. So what is your focus with it, though? Like, what's your big differentiator? Probably this technology.
Yes, but the thing is, what you want to have, you don't care about technology. Even if you design it, you want the experience.
Right.
The thing that you actually had when you saw the web page and the feeling and the textures. So besides all the development and technology that we've been doing for years, because as a startup, yes, because of the business model, but the company backs all the way to my grand-grandfather. So it was founded in 1927.
Wow.
My grand-grandfather was invited from Germany before the war to Mexico City to help as an engineer to develop the country. So he helped the radio industry back then. They started with gramophones. There was no electronic things back then, and some resistance for heating up things. And it started developing as a company, an electronic company, when my grandfather started helping him. So it started all across many, many paths. And, well, my grandfather used to build, like, in radios and things for the radio stations and more electronics. And when my father started, he created another branch, because in Mexico, the country at that time was closed, the borders. So you could not import things. You can only buy parts and build it in Mexico.
Right.
And my father said, well, these things that are bringing, they are very bad. Let's see if I have some spare time. Let's see if I can make it better. And almost 40 years ago, he started building his own stuff. And that's when the high-end audio branch parted away from the main company and the developing process started.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a fascinating history.
Well, we got some time, and there's a lot of history and heritage that comes with it. So it's part of us.
Yeah.
And what I like here, and what I see a lot of here in these conventions are the opposite, the opposite on the ideology. Many people want to build something, make money, sell it, and then build something again.
Yeah.
This is not a product that you go buy, sell, and that's it. It's a life project that we have in here, and we develop it, and we make the passion out of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that seem to separate you from the rest of the pack here, because you're absolutely right. There's a lot of, like, serial startup guys here and stuff like that, but you're generations into the audio business.
Yeah.
which I love. That it tends to be the case with the audio business.
Yeah.
It tends to be a passion that's passed generation to generation for sure. And then it's an audio company. You're definitely separated from the majority of the group here.
Yeah, because it's a consumer product, no? It could be consumer electronics.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that since we develop our own technology and we have our own vision, we're invited in these conferences mm-hmm. because we are also different. We add that spice up in things, you know, and you can have fun with it. And how come a consumer electronic product is here? So one of the things that we're excited about in one of our amplifiers, our main tube amplifier, and once you have a design, there are many ups and downs with the tubes and the classes you choose. So we managed to build a circuit that you can get the best outputs and the best efficiency out of a Class A amplifier without being very technical. So it's a complete different piece that there's no other amplifier in the world that we know of that has that technology.
Wow.
So it's an industrial secret, if you want to say it.
That's really cool. I like that.
He's like an audio genius.
I don't know about that, but it's certainly a passion of mine. So what kind of products do you have in your line?
Well, we do pretty much everything. We're a 360 degrees audio company because once you get into the industry, you know, you start to see that there's a lot of BS around. Uh-huh. So we wanted to be very straightforward, and we had our own vision, and it was very hard. Well, it was not hard. It was very straightforward. So we started with, the bi-amplification systems back then with the satellites and subwoofers.
Okay.
When Amar Bose was starting, he wanted to build a manufacturer back in Mexico. He went with my grandfather. And my father was having his workshop, and he had his showroom upstairs. And Amar Bose came to his room and said, well, that's the way to go. And later scene, you can see all those Bose things around, and he was just like playing around with it.
Wow.
And that's part of it, the stories.
That's awesome.
So cool. So we've got amplifiers. We've got speakers.
We build speakers. We build turntables. We build DACs.
That was what I was going to
ask. Yeah, we're getting into the wireless. It's catching up. So you now can have high-quality streaming through Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. So we're getting into that and having a media server.
Yeah, Bluetooth 4 and 5 certainly finally made Bluetooth audio an acceptable choice.
Exactly. So now you can enjoy something, and it opens up the possibilities, because on your phone you have the library of the world.
Uh-huh.
So you can just like plug in, watch a video, or find crazy music and enjoy it. So it's all about the music. You see, all the developments we do and the technological stuff, it's just to enhance the experience. Because at the end of the line, it's just the experience that we sell, not the product.
Absolutely. Because it's not that we want a big, powerful speaker. We want the thing that comes out of it.
Right.
All the other stuff is just a means to an end. We want to enjoy music the way it was made.
Exactly. And as you said, music, it's about passion. So once you feel the passion, you have to you start having goosebumps in your back and everything.
I got goosebumps right now.
And it's so it's all that energy that you can transmit to people and actually get them excited about it. We have orchestra conductors that come to our place, and they just start like crying sometimes, and people are just excited about the product as we are. So we like it a lot. I mean, we enjoy every time we go out and can show people around our company, since we are a limited company. We have 20 people working on it, so it's very boutique. So it's very hard sometimes for us to get the word out. And at the same time, it's kind of a speakeasy company. So you have we're on a fourth floor, and you almost have to have like
a password to get in.
Yeah, passcode. But everyone's welcome.
So funny.
But it's ups and downs.
I was sold on turntables.
There's not a lot of companies that are, well, I guess the market is growing again for turntables because vinyl's getting popular again.
Yeah, well, the thing about vinyl, it's you can go to your father's garage and you can get the records and play in them. So it's an historical document. And at this time of the year, the digital files, they're just, they evaporate. I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Once you have them, once you're not, you may lose the hard drive or whatever. And that, the whole...
Phone goes in the water.
Yeah, yeah. The whole experience of getting the vinyl, putting it back, and and having that
having a physical
ritual,
thing. Yeah.
It contrasted with the digital that it's immediate.
Yeah. And there's a totally different sound on vinyl than there is.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. But there's a downside of vinyl. So not because it's vinyl, it's going to sound better. You actually have to have all the chain very well done to get and extract the file out of the vinyl.
Right.
And it's more expensive than digital. So that's the down part of,
yeah,
of
for
vinyl.
Sure.
And I love it. I mean, I'm very passionate about it.
I do too. Well, if people want to get more information about your company and your products, how can they do that?
Well, the company website, it's www.margules.com. That's M-A-R-G-U-L-E-S. Or they can look to us in our Facebook page, that it's Margules Group. And Instagram, we love Instagram since, you know, Dexter's seeing everything. It's margules.group.
Okay.
So you can look for us. We're always having new things and trying to make it fun and enjoyable for everyone.
Very cool.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much for coming out here and talking about this.
Well, thank you so much to you guys for inviting us in here. And it was very, very nice to talk to you.
Nice talking to you, too. And have a good rest of your collision.
Well, thank you. Same. Yeah.